You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It took a little more than 1 hour Monday for Notre Dame's spire to fall and most of its roof to give way in a monstrous fire that broke out at this historic house of worship.
Breaking news out of Paris. The roof of Notre Dame Cathedral is engulfed in flames, including the spire.
The facade was preserved. Its bell towers are intact. But what happens to this iconic structure, the point from which all distances in Paris are measured? Have you ever visited the Notre Dame Cathedral? What was that experience like? How would you describe it? Does Notre Dame hold special meaning to you? We're at 800-642-1234. Suzanne Dazan is a UW-Madison history professor. She's author or editor of 4 books on French history, including The French Revolution in Global Perspective. Suzanne, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Well, people around the world are mourning the extensive damage at Notre Dame. This is from CBS.
Newspaper writers have been trying to put those emotions into words. This headline reads, "Tears." This one reads, "Disaster."
Why does this fire at the cathedral surface so many emotions?
Well, I think it is a site where many great historical events have occurred, but I think that it represents the human ability, and for the French ability to create beauty. It's this stunning and majestic cathedral that you sort of can't believe was built back in the 1100s and the 1200s by ordinary people. I also think it for those people who are Catholic, it represents the power of the sacred there. And I also think for the French, it represents their roots in tradition. The French are, can I speak about this a bit? Just from the French point of view, I think they're extremely proud as producers of culture that they spread to other parts of the world. And the cathedral certainly represents that ability to create beauty. I also think the French imagine themselves as very much out there as innovators, revolutionaries with the French Revolution and the multiple revolutions across the 19th century with avant-garde art, with the Eiffel Tower, this icon of modernity. But in some ways, their ability to innovate and be rebellious is grounded by the deep roots of tradition. And I think, you know, the 800, 850 years of Notre Dame represents that also. And the ability to survive all kinds of difficulties.
To prevail. You've visited Notre Dame. You're a French historian,
yes.
But you also have a very personal story about this place. Can you tell us about your father's decision there?
Sure. My father was actually a Belgian immigrant, and before he came to the United States, he was a priest. And in the 1940s, he was in Paris at the end of the war, struggling with the decision of whether to leave the priesthood, which was not a light decision in that time period. It meant that he would be bringing shame on his family. It meant that he would basically have to leave. He'd have to disappear and invent a new last name, which he did. And the story goes that one night he was walking the streets of Paris wrestling with this decision, and he went into Notre Dame, and there he had the epiphany that he had to leave. So therefore I exist. But I think if one puts it in a broader perspective, I think that Notre Dame is a space in which many people, not just my father, but other people have had deep spiritual or personal experiences that the space made possible.
Yeah. People have these personal discoveries in Notre Dame, and it's also a place for collective experience. What does this grand cathedral tell us about our own inner possibility?
Well, I think one message that it definitely conveys is the message of resilience and the possibility of reinventing oneself. I mean, I think one of the things that's striking about Notre Dame as a space is that it has endured various attacks, right? There are 2 moments in French history, the 16th century, the battles between the Protestants and the Catholics, when the Protestants were smashing various Catholic statues, the Revolution of 1789, when you have attacks on great monuments of particularly religious monuments, the world wars, the cathedral has survived all of these different attacks. But it's also been it's really been a space where where the French reinvent themselves. I work on the French Revolution, and it's not an accident that during the Revolution, when the revolutionaries were trying to imagine, you know, how can we become an entirely new people, that they chose Notre Dame as the cathedral where they would not only commit destruction but also creation. They tried to create a festival of reason there and turn it into a temple of reason. This was horrific for some people, but it was also for others a sign of hope. Anyway, I could go on, but I won't.
We're talking with Suzanne Dazan, who is UW-Madison history professor. She's author or editor of 4 books on French history, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Does the Notre Dame Cathedral have special meaning to you? What was your reaction after you learned of this week's fire? You can share your story, email ideas at WPR.org. When we look at the fire itself, how has the structure's age contributed to the strong flames the world witnessed this week?
Well, I think like a lot of people on Monday when I first heard Notre Dame was on fire, I thought, you know, how is that possible? It's made of stone. But it's clear now that under the wooden roof there's a huge amount of wooden structure known as the forest, which are different beams that were holding up not only the roof but contributing to the structure itself. And I know that yesterday when my family was texting a bit about the fire, my brother texted a photo from when he and his family about 10 years ago walked up the bell towers, a photo of some of those wooden timbers, that some of which were, you know, 850 years old and therefore were quite ready to burst into flame. Also, the inside of that spire that fell so dramatically, that spire was reconstructed in the 19th century when Viollet-le-Duc in the middle of the century was restoring Notre Dame after the attacks of the French Revolution and also in the aftermath of the 1830 Revolution. And inside that spire was wood as well. So all of that old wood that had been carefully protected from the elements by repeated restorations, all of that was, in a sense, ready or capable of going up in flame in the disastrous way that it did.
And another restoration here was underway or
yes,
in the works,
right?
Because this is something that you have to continually restore in order to keep it alive.
Yeah, that's right. So the restoration project itself, with, you know, electrical equipment, with various chemicals, made it possible for the area to be more flammable.
This is considered one of the finest examples of French Gothic architecture around the world. What is it about this historic structure that stands out?
Well, I think it's really the architectural beauty of it, the staying power of it. It was in medieval times, you know, the heart of this vibrant community where there would have been you know, buildings, houses right up against it that were cleared out in the 19th century. I think its power as a space of the sacred. I remember once when I was a kid and we were living in Paris during one of my dad's sabbaticals, we went to Notre Dame during Easter Vigil. And during Easter Vigil, one person lights a candle that in a church that's completely dark, the way it would have been in the medieval times. And then the next person lights their candle from that candle, and that gradually spreads throughout the whole church. So the church gradually becomes lit, and I think that kind of evoked for me as a kid the way it must have been during medieval times, this glimmering beauty. So I also think Paris is a city that it doesn't have a huge number of skyscrapers, so Notre Dame sitting on the Ile de la Cité on the river, right between the left and the right bank, it really stands out architecturally right there.
As we close here, you've studied French history for decades, many dark moments in history. What hope does Paris have right now?
Well, I think the fact that there is such a rush to rebuild is a statement about, well, the human desire to preserve what it's created that's aesthetically beautiful and spiritually beautiful. I think there will be a bit of a political struggle within France as to who claims, you know, Macron is positioning himself, of course, claiming that he's going to rebuild it. But it may also be a force for unity, I hope, within France.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Suzanne Dazan is a professor of history with the UW-Madison. She's author of books on French history, including The French Revolution in Global Perspective. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.